had a player try to play with a broken hand, and is that possible? McCoy might be trying to play tomorrow.
Yeah, I think there's been a number of guys that have played with broken fingers, broken hands. It really is up to the doctor, and the doctor will make that decision on who's going to play and who's not. So I don't think it's ever a player that makes that decision. I think it's it's a team doctor and a team trainer. So, but yeah, I've been on teams where we've had guys that have played with broken hands, broken fingers, and again, even broken ribs. But it's just a matter of the severity of it, and a doctor is going to make that decision. I don't think any player in the NFL in this day and age is going to tell a doctor that he's going to go out there and play.
How can you talk about the punter, Matt and Josh Harris getting their contract extensions this morning?
Yeah, well, those guys have done a very good job for us in terms of helping us on special teams. Matt is a guy that can help us not only punting the ball, but his kickoffs, especially in the dome, are outstanding. And Josh has been a very solid snapper for us in both field goals and punt. When you got a guy that can do that trade, you want to try to keep him around for as long as you can. So I'm happy for those guys personally, and we know that we've got a punter, kickoff guy, and a snapper that's going to be here for a couple more years.
Coach, how will you list the guys for the injured guys for this game?
Today we had full participation with everyone except for Roddy, and Roddy will be listed as questionable for the game. And then the other guys, they've been out here practicing, so, unless something happens in the next 24 hours, we anticipate that they're going to go out and play.
Does that include Tony Gonzalez?
He didn't practice the last 2 days, so we can't count him, but it's very good to see Tony here at Flowery Branch today, though. It really is.
Did he kind of lift the spirits of everybody out there?
Tony's here working, so he's got a lot of things going on with his new job, and it's very similar to what you guys do, so you guys know, you probably know it better than I do, but it's always good to see an old teammate in a friendly face.
Coach, what are the primary challenges of these games? I mean, you guys, every team deals with a short week now throughout the season, but the primary challenge of dealing with having played on Sunday and what, 4 days later you're at it again?
Yeah, it's a challenge both physically and mentally. Normally, this is the first day that we're out on the practice field during the 7 day cycle. When you have a 5 day cycle, this is the day before the game, so it's tough physically and it's tough mentally in terms of getting the game plan in. We've got 6 days to get it in, and it's a couple of days here. So, and the league, I think, has done a good job for the most part in terms of having it be against division opponents and not having a whole lot of travel time. I think we're at a little bit of a disadvantage this year because it's a new coaching staff. In week three, we don't have a whole lot of film of the offense that they're playing. We're more familiar with their defense because Coach Lovey Smith's been doing it for a long time, running that Tampa 2 scheme. So, it's challenging. I think it's great, though, on the other side for the fans that we get, Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night. The NFL is, the thing to watch.
Coach, normally you don't open up with a division game, let alone two straight at home. Does that give you a chance to really get a leg up in the division real quick?
Well, it's very important for us to handle the games in the division, and we feel like when we play a division game, we weight it as 1.5 games. So it's very important for us to get our second division win early in the season. They're a very good team, and the schedule makers put it where we got two home games early, and we'll get paid back later on in the season. I don't have any doubt about that.